you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
How much useless information is there? How many baseball stats do you know? How many recipes do you know by heart that your mother taught you? How many things do you know but yet not know the eternal truth of the Word of God, and we pretend like it's hard? Not hard, you just have to do the same thing. We know baseball scores because we follow baseball. We study baseball, we watch it, we talk about it in our comings and our goings. We meditate it, we think about it, we speak over the water. In the noonday hour, the morning hour, the evening hour, we talk about it. Next thing you know, we know it. But the Word of God, oh, you know, I just don't understand the Bible. I don't understand it. His wonders to perform. There's miracles nobody can know. The Lord's moving in mysterious ways. Remember I told you when I first took calculus and dropped it, the teacher was moving in mysterious ways. She had wonders to perform. I didn't know what the heck she was talking about. But it's amazing that when I started studying, the next time I took it the following year, I got an A in it because it wasn't mysterious to those who study and meditate. Amen. The mystery is akin to the ignorance, the not knowing. But you meditate that word, you get to where you know God's not as mysterious to you. You can know the ways of the Lord, and the Lord has made a way for you. You can know His way for you. But not unless you meditate and get that word in you. Point number two is practice the word. Turn to James 1:22. James 1:22, practice the word. First point to train the human spirit is meditate the word. James 1:22, and we're going to read down through verse 25. And it says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And mark my Bible said, deluding yourself. Be you doers only, not hearers, deluding your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, then goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, which is another acronym for the word of God, whoever looks into the word of God and continues in it as a doer, you look at it, then you continue. Don't like be like the man who looks in the mirror and says, I need to see if I look right. Let me see my hair straight. Look in it. Your hair is all messed up, but you forget it's messed up and you go out anyway. Don't be like a person who looks into that perfect law of liberty. You be like the person who looks into it and then continues therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in whatever he does or blessed in his deeds. Now, I'm going to read that in the Amplified. In the Amplified, it says, be ye doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasonings contrary to truth. For if anybody only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in the mirror, for he thoughtfully observed himself, and then he just goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it and perseveres in looking into it, being not heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed in his doing and his life of obedience. The person who does the word, the only blessing you have is in the word you do. There's no blessing in the word you've heard. Most people in the United States have forgotten more word than most people in the world have ever had the opportunity to hear. We've forgotten more. We have abundance of word around us. You can turn on TV, radio, MP3 players, cassettes, see video. We have an abundance of Bibles are everywhere. They're not against the law. There's not a shortage of them. They're stacking up, catching dust in everybody's living room and in closets and libraries, free in the hotel and the Gideon Bibles. They're everywhere. We have an abundance of revelation, abundance of word, but yet how much word is being done? But we're to study His word and then go out and be doers of this word, not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. Look at Romans 2:13. Let's go to Romans 2:13. We're talking about that second point. Not only do you have to meditate the word, you have to practice. You got to be a doer of that word. You can't be right with God if you won't do the word. Even if you meditated it and got it stored on the inside, if you won't do what you know, because you know sometimes the Holy Spirit will bring it back to remembrance and then we intentionally forget it. He bring it up and we suppress it. You know, pretty much the Holy Spirit's talking to you. It is sin to do such and such. We're going la, 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 na, na, la, la, la. We're going to do what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? God said, walk in love. You don't know what they did to me. I walk in love right after I straighten them up. Let me get them this piece of my mind. Then I walk in love.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center. Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Not only do you have to meditate the word, you have to practice. You got to be a doer of that word. You can't be right with God if you won't do the word. Even if you meditated it and got it stored on the inside, if you won't do what you know, because you know sometimes the Holy Spirit will bring it back to remembrance and then we intentionally forget it. He bring it up and we suppress it. It is sin to do such and such. We're going la, 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 na, na, la, la, la. We're going to do what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? God said, walk in love. You don't know what they did to me. I walk in love right after I straighten them up. Let me get them this piece of my mind. Then I walk in love. I can repent. Romans 2:13. And I notice, see, a lot of people get caught up on things. Remember, Romans and Ephesians, Paul tells us about grace and justification and righteousness. You're made righteous by faith in Jesus Christ. But we don't ever read whatever else he says about righteousness. There's a part to where you're made righteous that you might come into salvation, but if you remain in righteous state, you got to do righteously. You're justified by faith in Jesus Christ, but then you got to live justly. You can't just count on that. That gives you the grace, that Greek word charis, which means acceptableness. Some people say unmerited favor. You can use that too, but it literally means acceptableness. I was not worthy to be even have an opportunity to be saved. But through grace, through God declaring me acceptable, because of my faith in Jesus, and not just that, but and by grace through faith. Faith without works is dead. Salvation has an avenue that it has been made available to me by the grace of God. I did not earn the fact to be available to me, but I've got to get in faith or I won't be saved. By grace through faith. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and you got to go through the Windsor Tunnel to get to Canada. You're going by grace through faith. You're going from over here in the United States and you're going in a car, grace, but then you got to go through the tunnel. And let's say the Ambassador Bridge not there. That's the only way to Canada. You don't get to Canada unless you go through the tunnel. If that's the only way there, there's only one way to God. That's through faith. Grace allows you to get yourself a ticket and say, get me in the car or the trolley or whatever going through the tunnel. But if I sit in the trolley all day, I don't get to Canada. You're not saved by grace alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. If it was just grace alone, you'd still be left at sin. Grace is acceptableness, the ability to be made acceptable, but you have to go grace through faith before you will be saved. For by grace through faith are we saved, not of works. And the works goes with the grace, not with the faith, because faith without works is dead. Right. But you got to read, if you're studying what the Bible says about salvation, you can't stop in one place. You can't stop in one verse. You got to study everywhere with salvation. You got to study what they talk about other things and put all that together. And then you say, yes, by grace through faith. Yeah, but I got scripture that says by grace. And I believe the Bible. Remember, one thing you read in the Bible is what that author said, not what the Bible said. It's called context. What the Bible said is that phrase or statement, which is agreement throughout the Bible in context. When you check context, you got to check the surrounding verse to get the immediate context. You got to check the language to see if it was translated properly. You got to check the author to see if he said something else about that somewhere else to help clarify. You got to check the Testament, the New Testament, Old Testament. There's several different types of context. And most people say, there it is in the Bible. Whatsoever you say out of your mouth from leaving your heart, you shall have it. I say that I want this woman over here to be my second wife. Now, suppose she think you ugly as a troll. You probably ain't gonna be able to say it enough or believe enough that she gonna marry you. Now, those who think I'm wrong, I want you to exercise your faith on my behalf and believe God that at 8:30 after service, there would be a Mercedes-Benz waiting for me. I want you to love me enough to exercise your faith on my behalf. After all, it takes faith. I'd be crazy enough to say you go to the hospital and got enough faith, you can get everybody out of it. Go to the funeral home, got enough faith, you can raise every dead person. Faith begins where the... You ain't gonna find nowhere in the Bible that you can go clean out a hospital or go raise everybody from the dead. So how are you possibly gonna be in faith on that? What is your faith based upon? The Spirit didn't lead you that. You didn't hear that because the Spirit and the Word agree. And if you're saying something that don't agree with the Word, now if you're saying God told you something specifically, I can't argue. That's why I don't tell people, unless they say something against the Word, oh, God, Pastor Cook, the Lord spoke to me last night and he told me that I was going to be a missionary. I was going to minister millions. I said, well, praise God. If it's God, it'll be so. Because you can't, don't crush people's dream. That may be God. I don't know, but if they say something great, they may, every evidence of them to me may be they're not going to do it, but I still don't know. People change. God may be telling them that as an impetus to start them to change. God may be leading them as a spirit to get in a position. I can't tell anybody anything's wrong that I don't have the Word on either, or I wouldn't be in faith. The Word establishes it. The Word and the Spirit agree. If you train your human spirit, you would be no more spiritually trained than you have knowledge of the Word of God. If you have small knowledge of the Word of God, you have small ability to discern the voice of God. Because there's too many filters you got missing when the virus comes through that's Satan's voice. And it comes through because you don't have to filter on finances. No, you're lying. I don't have to be poor. Well, you know, God don't know none of these riches of the world. So you got all that stuff Satan sliding in through churches. And then if you don't have to filter the Word of God that says, my God wants me to be head, not tail, above, not beneath. If you don't have that antivirus definition to grab that thing and pull it, bring every word into captivity, every thought into captivity to the Word of God. Amen. That means when they come in, line them up. Not the Word. Pull it down. Don't let it take root. Yep. Don't let it even take root. But if you don't have very much knowledge of the Word, you got to go by whether you feel God would say that or not. And you're going to have a lot of problems discerning the voice of God trying to feel it. You know, you're out there, is that God or not? Is that God? I don't know. You're walking blind. You're walking spiritually blind. And you're going to have a problem. As many as are led by the Spirit and mature sons of God, you got to meditate that Word because that makes your spirit and makes your knowledge and your understanding of the Word a safe guide. When you feed your spirit the Word of God, which is the only thing it eats, and you build your spirit on the Word of God, it becomes a safe guide and its voice gets stronger because the Holy Spirit can bring back to your remembrance what you remembered. If you didn't meditate it, it's not remembered. So it ain't no remembering to do. You heard it before, but you never remembered it to your spirit, to your being, like once upon a night, midnight dreary. That's part of me.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the Word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated?